Mentioned, my name is Ethan with Australian Escapes. We're currently setting up Provost Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify it with Monica from marketing. My purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trip. We'll send you some information to show others at your branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes quick survey, not unless you have questions. Is that okay? Can I proceed?
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. Jim. Well, Mr. Jim, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I've mentioned, is to save your club 40 to 60% of their away trips and day tours. Your members currently paying too much, and we've done a few comparison with Trade Travel, just to mention one. One of their six-day trip to Fraser Coast to Harvey Bay, they're charging around $4,800 per person, and we can actually do the same trip for $800 per person with similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style travel. So I'll go ahead and start the survey, and if you don't mind, Mr. Jim, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. Well, when you're considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable, short-range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours of drive, or more longer trips, 10 days or more, or
trips? Day trips. Members are getting on a bit, and we've recently done a bit of a survey, one or two days, and they really plump for a single day.
Oh, all right. We'll definitely be able to save you on those trips as well. Well, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
We haven't any planned at the moment. We've been discussing a trip to Ipswich.
Ipswich, oh, great. Well, approximately how many members do you have that usually likes to get away with those short-range travels?
A tricky one. We've been losing a few members just recently.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think we're down to about 16 or 18 people that would go on a trip now.
618 people? Oh, all right. Well, what places have your members already indicated interest in visiting this year? Any places comes in mind?
Oh, we're just going to do, at the moment, the only one we've got planned is a day trip.
Ipswich?
Down to... No, this one's down to Moolumba, the art gallery, and then down south to Chillingham. We hire a bus and we've got our own driver, so we keep the price down that way.
Oh, okay. We actually have the same travel options with the bus and train transportation, as well as offering the same benefits, 40 to 60% off. Well, Mr. Jim, some of the ideas that we have actually... as I mentioned, maybe you or your club might be interested in the future for short-range self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. This type of trips can be done anywhere between 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving a lot of money, and these are much more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips if they're much more affordable in the future?
I'm not sure. I'm having difficulty getting my head around just what... is suitable for them at the moment, and certainly the shorter trips and the more social trips are
much more preferable.
Much more preferable.
Oh, okay. I totally understand that. Well, we just want to suggest new places and interesting places, if possible, places you haven't been to recently. Mm-hmm. Well, where have your members been on tours in the last few years? Any places you can mention?
No, just really up, say, Tambourine Mountain, down to Elton Valley. So within about, 100 kilometres around the area.
Within that, okay. And you mentioned the places visiting in the future. You mentioned visiting... What other places has your members shown any interest in visiting? Any other places? Any places come to mind?
No. They're very reticent. It's hard to get out of them just what they want to do.
All right. Well, our research with Provost in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. How do you currently find out about what your members are interested in doing? How do you go about that?
We have a small committee that come up with some ideas, and then we talk them over at the meeting, and then get a show of hands to see how many prospects we've got.
Oh, okay. Well, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
Well, not an email survey because we don't. We only have sort of 25 members or so, so we just do it at the meetings.
Just at the meeting? Okay. Well, I just want to point this out. Email surveys are very extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. The advantage to you is, of course, it's an easy way to get an accurate input to help you travel out the plans. And, of course, it saves you a lot of time as well. They're generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you in advance, and you send it. We just collect the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any of the names or any personal information. Do you, in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you or your member?
No.
Okay. Well, from what you already know, Mr. Jim, what members want in travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following? Affordability on a scale of 1 to 10?
Affordability is way up there, sort of okay. 8 or 9 or something like that.
All right. And same thing as value for money, I believe that will be very high as well.
Sure.
Well, how about flexible travel options to suit your different budget? How would you rate that?
I'm not sure what you mean by flexible travel options.
This means having a choice of different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets. I believe
well,
that would
moment,
be important.
Because we hire our own bus, then we're quite flexible in that respect. Yeah, flexibility is
very
is
important.
Useful.
Yes. Well, do you are there any other factors that might be important to you or your members? Anything comes in mind?
No, just something comfortable and easy to handle. That's really.
Yes, definitely. Well, some of the club have one or more committee members who look after the day tours. Do you have anyone in your anyone in charge of the travel arrangements, or are anyone helping with the process?
No, we leave it up to the committee. I do a lot of it myself, and lean on the committee and one of our members who acts as a bus driver.
Oh, okay. Well, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, what do you feel your travel organizers can help you with the most? How can we be your assistant and to your members? Communicating with members, comparing different trip options, or need help with everything in general?
That's hard to say. Perhaps some useful destinations where a nice lunch is available and nice scenery.
Okay. Well, this is the last question. I would definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save you members 40 to 60% of domestic and international travel. Also, as for the direct trips as well, making it a lot more affordable. And I know that Provost has been dealing with trade travelers for years. Would you be more open to maybe receiving a proposal or talking to companies like us if we could save you that amount of discount on your future travel?
You could certainly send us a note of some of your ideas for perhaps the shorter trips or day trips or something like that.
Oh, definitely would love to. If you don't mind, can you go ahead and share your email address with me so I could send those information out?
My email address is jim.mckee, J-I-M.mckee, M-C-K-E-E, at ihug.com.au.
Let me repeat that. It's jim.mckee@ihug.com.au.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jim. This actually completes our survey. I definitely appreciate your time helping with the survey. Just want to mention that we're the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're giving each Probus Club a special 2-year free trial, so you can access the discount and try us out, because it does to pay to shop around. And this is actually quite significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting a free access to a wholesale travel pricing and a wide range of options. This price is much lower than what your members are used to paying. Go ahead and send you an email with the options for that short day trip,
sure,
as you mentioned. And we'll, if you don't mind, we'll do a follow-up maybe sometime in the future.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jim. I appreciate your time. Have a great
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.